I don't know if you guys remember about 5 minutes ago when I accidentally gave the wrong person an introduction. You can forget that because I think Larissa introduced her pretty well. But just for your edification, once again, this is Katie Johnson Smith. For real this time.
Hey, thanks.
You.
Thanks. Now we're all crying. It's fine. We're all crying, not just me. All of us are crying. Hello. I'm not a member of the 27 Club because I'm 29 and I'm still here, but a version of who I was when I was 27 is for sure dead. And this version of me lived in a world where working as the underpaid assistant to a narcissistic, misogynistic trust fund baby while completely ignoring the fact that my marriage was not as super solid as I pretended it to be was like the best life I could live! I lost my place. All right. 27-year-old Katie also had 3 ride-or-die bitches I considered my best friends, and we were creatively in sync and forged what felt like some deep and unbreakable bonds. And I never truly felt like I had a lady crew, and with those ladies, I totally did, and it was like some kind of magic. However, as I said before, the version of 27-year-old Katie is dead. And I killed her. And the killing of her also broke up the band. For those of you listening on the podcast, I just did hand air quotes like a true poet. I went through a hard time. My marriage ended, I left my job, and in certain circles of people in Chicago's small comedy/theater community, I was not a popular person to know. During that time, I needed my friends the most, and I felt like they abandoned me. So I spent a lonely summer walking dogs, making new friends, and making out with hot dudes! Womp womp! I also spent a fair amount of time resenting my former ride-or-die bitches. I would see them post pictures on social media together at parties I was not invited to. I would read the creative things they collaborated on and stew because I was, in a way, I guess, their jealous ex-girlfriend. As I was social media stalking them from afar, I noticed they stopped posting as many pictures together and stopped collaborating on as many things. It seemed like maybe we all kind of broke up and we lost each other and that it might have happened without me doing anything. Because I guess that's what happens with adult friendships or any relationship really. Either you grow together or you grow apart. Either it ends or it doesn't. Tools exist for those who have ended a romantic relationship. And society understands that, oh yes, a romantic relationship has ended. You should mourn that. You should feel something. But if a friendship fails, how are we supposed to grieve? I'm glad I killed the 27-year-old version of myself. And I don't mourn her anymore. I've also realized that it is a lot to ask of anyone to stand by you while you self-destruct. Because people have their own shit to deal with. And just because someone isn't actively in your life for a little bit doesn't mean they'll be out of it forever. And Larissa mentioned to me today that she was listening to this song by the band Chicago a lot. And so I listened to it too. And here are some lyrics that really resonated with both of us. Everybody needs a little time away. I heard her say, from each other. Even lovers need a holiday. Far away from each other. Thank you, everyone, for coming. That's a really, like, poetic segue for me to tell you the happy part of the story. So some of my lady squad has come back into my life over the past year, namely Larissa. And I've got to say, the friendship is now stronger than it has ever been. There's a, like she said, a lot of UTI talk. Like, I think we talked today for probably an hour about UTIs, because guess what, everyone? We both get them a lot.
A lot!
I wonder that much to say about UTIs.
There's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot.
There's a lot.
And, like, also aside from the UTIs and, like, the boy jibber jabber, our friendship is a lot healthier because we know how to support each other both creatively and emotionally, and like also by like really building each other's self-esteem up a lot, because I will also say we're both a lot hotter than we were 2 years ago. And time has given us perspective on ourselves, and we know now what we need from any sort of relationship or friendship, whether that be romantic or with each other, which is also romantic. And adult women don't need to be constantly like up each other's asses for their friendship to be valid. And then what I wrote is, I'll add more to this ending probably, and I'm not going to. Okay, thank you.
I just really want to know, like, so you have one really good friend you talk about UTIs with.
Yeah.
Do you have to share it with then everybody else in the Nerdalogs?
No,
as well?
No, there's one for everyone. Also, I'm on a period and I need to go change my tampon right now.
What did you expect?
That's like a mic drop. That's exactly what that was. That was a mic drop with a tampon.